in it. I got to get out there in it and do something. Just because been cooped up so long, you know. Yesterday wasn't too bad. We got out a little bit yesterday, but that little breeze, even in the 50s, was cool.
Called Bill McConnell's Auto Renew.
It was in right at the end of Main Street in Greenville, and used to, especially at nighttime, you'd see a car sitting in there under all those lights, you know, those heat lamps. And I was a little kid, but I remember seeing that, and they would do it for $19.95.
Father-in-law had Mako paint one for him. They didn't even take the dents out of the car.
Extra. Yeah, they get you in there for the $20. Now, if you want any dents done, you got that, that's where they get you.
Do you want it washed first?
The windows?
Just like some of these places, you know, that would run these $19.95, change your oil deal. Well, if it takes more than three quarts, that's another $10.
It uses three quarts.
Exactly. Yeah, what I'd find them doing to me would be way overfilling my car or truck so they could charge me for more oil.
Reserve there. Well, you won't have to stop and add oil as soon.
I'm changing all of it myself now, except for that Tundra. It's got skid plate up under there, and it's got a two-stage oil filter, and da-da-da-da-da-da, so I'm still getting a dealership to do it.
With lube up here, I tried that. I let them do the oil change in my truck, my Ram, and that kind of stuff. And I do it in my other cars. I'll change it myself on those, but, you know, that's old school stuff. But, yeah, this, like this truck, I don't even know what it holds. It holds more than five, I think. And they're running the synthetic oil and all that. So I just carry it to them, let them do it.
When I was a kid, I worked for Jiffy Lube. It was a good job. It didn't pay much. You know, nothing paid much way back then. And only thing was, you know, summertime. It was kind of hot. You know, being out there changing oil all day.
Fred, you want to holler at Jonathan?
Marshall was talking about having noise on his. I've tried those, I guess you call them torrids. It's little magnet things that you put around the coax or your power wires. Supposed to, you know, help cut down the noise. I haven't noticed it really helping on mine. What you call them?
I've never had to use any. I never had any real noise or anything, but I know a lot of people, what do they call it, ferrite, some beads maybe or something?
That's what it is. I've tried using it with a little handy-talkie that I run in the wife's car because picking up so much noise on it, but even it didn't seem to help.
Well, yeah, now, of course, I ran this one, it's just a mag mount, but I stuck it in the truck and just stuck that magnet antenna on top, but I don't remember having any noise in it, because I just stuck it in the, plugged it in the cigarette lighter, you know, in 4AZE.
This one's set up, and anyway, I haven't figured out where all the noise is coming from. Got it on the cigarette lighter plug and low mag mount antenna, and
smart stuff, I don't think. It's got a screen, you know, for all the controls, you know, a little small TV-like screen.
Yeah, I think I heard Fred in the background there.
Fred.
Pulling up, my name's Fred. This is Kill 4 and NH. I don't know if you guys are talking about me or not, but I'm on the side just listening, so.
Another Fred. Yeah, we're Fred and Jonathan, him and his son, like to get together in the morning and talk with each other. I just hollering at him to remind him. But, yeah, good to meet you, Fred. N4AZE. This is Dude in Easley.
Hello, Fred. Fred number two here, W4 Fox Charlie Mike. Driver's Rest.
This is KO4 at Ancient Mobile. I'm actually over here on 385. I kind of got to make a short today. I'm kind of just listening in the background because for some reason, I don't know why, I always lose a repeater on 385 for getting from the repeater. I think it's on my antenna and stuff. But as for the noise, just side comment here. Me and my father, KI4MRA, we both use the same HF antenna. We actually... we tried the ferrite 4 thing. It didn't help on the put on the antenna side itself, but all other devices that we had in that room that the antenna was actually hearing, we put ferrite 4s on it and actually knocked down the noise quite a bit. Go for it, NH.
You put it on the things you think are causing the problems. That's a good idea. Yeah, Fred, go ahead and holler at Jonathan.
W4FCM, you on, son? Patrick? He'll be on eventually. Just not yet. He had a big job yesterday, pretty labor-intensive, so I'm sure he's flat worn out. Landscaping, he took a rented a like Bobcat or something and pushed big brick pillars over and had to load all the cement on a trailer and take it away, so a lot of heavy lifting all during the day, so he does that pressure washing, two different companies he owns.
You have a good day today.
Oh, yeah, beautiful weather for this, for the rain Friday. What, Friday? From 12 to 7. A lot of rain, so get it done today.
Rain Friday.
Yeah, some low cold front coming through and like several hours of rain, so it's going to be a sloppy day again. One of the days.
I looked ahead. I just know today's supposed to be good.
Very much. Just, hey, well, thanks, guys. Let me call him. He'll be up maybe towards 7:30, so I'll just keep the volume up and turn the handheld on in the bedroom there. W4FCM. Thank you.
Finding you every now and then when we think of it to holler at Jonathan. So we did a few minutes ago, didn't hear you come back. You must have been busy. But anyway, go ahead and pick it up, somebody. N4AZE.
You're going to get out of here for a while and, start getting things started for the day. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
I'll leave the radio on here. I'll be in and out. Probably will go to the recycling thing, drop some stuff off, but yeah, may even have the door open today, so yeah, I'll be in and out of here. All right, catch you after a while, and I think I'm going to do the same thing, get out of this recliner, get to moving around a little bit. Catch everybody later. Enjoyed it, y'all. N4AZE.
To all you guys this morning, kind of kept me company while I'm driving on 85 385. I'm about to hit the toll gate 185 now. This has been KO4NH73, gentlemen. I'll be clear.
I meet you, and yeah, you have a safe one on that 385 out there. And Fred and Jonathan, catch you guys later on. If I don't know if Jonathan is in there, and Marshall. Oh, you gave anybody a miss. Catch y'all later. Who'd I miss? I think it was, I forget now. Was it Ed? Might have been Ed. Anyway, catch y'all later. N4AZE.
K4NAP.